This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Corey and I are chatting in the first couple of segments with Chris Temple and Dr. Postma. We're going to chat a little bit about how the markets ended this week. Dow Jones Industrial Average ended up a whopping 6.61, he says tongue-in-cheek. I'm sorry, that was the S&P that ended up 6.61, 2003.35. Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 18.75 to 17,098. NASDAQ closed this week up 22.58 to 4580.27. There is talk in financial circles about a double top in NASDAQ, perhaps going as high in the relatively near future as 5,000 and then dropping. Gold didn't do much this week. Silver didn't do much this week. Geopolitically, we had some very, very interesting situations, and we'll chat about that a little bit, give our opinions in the next segment. Also, in segments 5 and 6 of the show, we are describing a property visit that Chris and Doc and I took down to Nevada, a company called Idaho North Resources. And I want to say we always do full disclosure on this program. And I have an order in, which will not be executed until Wednesday, to purchase additional shares in Idaho North. I already have a small position. I'm going to expand that position after what I saw down there. But that will not happen until Wednesday, then the order will be put into effect. Chris, we'll start with you. What do you think about this past week in the markets, man?
Well, I'll tell you, Al, I would have expected Friday to end on even a weaker note than what we saw. There's a lot of uncertainty going into a three-day weekend where both Ukraine is concerned and the whole business with ISIS. As I said on the regular editorial Friday morning, If I was a trader coming into work or back from vacation next week looking at things, I'd say, gee, you know, the market's still at its all-time high pretty much. There's a lot of things that could go wrong. Maybe I'll cash in a few chips here and there. I thought the traders in this thin week would get out in front of that, but they didn't. The path of least resistance still is up. And I think to some extent the ones who have been active on Wall Street want to have some momentum going into Labor Day, because as a rule, if you have some strength going into the week before Labor Day, then that will feed on itself when more people are watching come next week. But who knows? I'm a little bit more cautious right now as far as the market generally. I think that a couple of these problems are going to become maybe not more acute, but they're not going to go away right away, especially Ukraine. And I've been tagging a few moves that we're making portfolio-wise because of the realization now that this is going to go on for quite a while.
Doc, I wanted to get your opinion on the conventional markets. First off, I, for one, think this was a pretty big week for the conventional markets. We saw the S&P go through 2000 in early part of the week, come back a little bit, and then close above 2,000, 3 points above. This is the first time we've ever seen the S&P at this level. People clearly still think that stocks, U.S. stocks in particular, are the way to be and the way to have your money. What are your comments?
Tori, going into, I tell you, what really was interesting to me is the way the market came back. It had that drop on Thursday, and it came back to close with just a minimal loss, and today it closed up above that. And according to my charts, going into next week, there's a good chance that we're going to move higher yet on the conventional market. But at that point, after the first week or maybe even the second week, I would get real nervous because of some of the things I'm seeing. And it's interesting about Chris's comment about coming back after Labor Day, the tendency to move in the direction that the market had been moving before. And you have to understand that's usually on big volume, and that's the negative about this market is the low volume. So you can put stock in that, but I would be a little bit careful because of the amount of volume we're seeing right here. And that would concern me. But it does look like next week we continue higher in these conventional markets. But I would get real careful after the first or second week in September because there's some things I'm looking at technically that I would get concerned about this market.
You know, guys, the thing that I find interesting right now is the fact that gold isn't really going, as they say, to the moon. And the reason I feel that way is because geopolitically, it doesn't get a whole lot more tenuous than it is right now. I mean, the situation in the Ukraine, I believe, Chris, that you brought up is, I don't think anything is going to come out of that in terms of other countries getting involved in it, but there always is the possibility. The situation with ISIS, I think, is and Hamas, I think is absolutely terrifying. You're seeing some significant destabilization going on in the Middle East right now. To me, geopolitical events always impact gold and silver, and they're not doing much right now. Why do you think that's the case, Chris?
Well, first of all, I wouldn't completely go along with your premise, Al, and you know I love you, but look at the news that we've had as far as some of the other fundamentals relating to gold in 2014. In most places that count, fabrication demand has crashed compared to the extraordinary levels of the beginning of 2013. Wall Street is near all-time highs, and for me, the way I look at that tells me that despite these other issues, you know, inflation has come back off the boil, gold should have been crashing in the recent past because of a lot of bad fundamental news. And as well as the continued greater interest on the part of Wall Street in the stock market than it has in gold. And yet gold has held its own, I think, very nicely. And more so, I think the sentiment has been quietly bullish because even though gold and silver have been marking time, mining stocks have done dramatically better than the metals themselves in the recent past because I think some strong hands are taking longer-term positions again because they know that ultimately they're going to be rewarded. So, you know, should gold be going up more? Well, maybe, but the stock market should have been going down too with all of these worries going on, and it isn't. These things may not continue, but again, I think it's a better picture than what you painted.
Doc, do you think if more news comes out of large investors getting into gold over this past little bit, that will attract some of the retail buyers in?
I don't think so until you get a really move in these markets, precious metal markets. And Chris talked about the strong hands. Well, I don't consider that I have strong hands, but in spite of what gold and silver are doing here, I've been purchasing since the second week in August these mining stocks. And I will continue doing that going into next week because I feel that as we move deeper into September, it'll be the time when we really have a chance for gold and silver to make a move. Now, it's interesting if you look at some of the precious metal stocks today in the last couple of days, it's actually the gold stocks that are moving better than the silver stocks, and I find that kind of interesting. But I don't have a problem with this gold market at all currently. Because there's been every reason to knock it down further, like Chris said, and it hasn't happened.
No, it very definitely hasn't happened. The only thing I'm saying is I'm surprised that gold has not done better than hold its own, for lack of better terms. I'm very, very surprised that that hasn't been the case. And Chris, I understand where you're coming from, but have you ever seen worse financial times than we're in right now in the United States? Have you ever seen more tenuous events occurring around the world? Tenuous, totally the wrong word, but more frightening events occurring around the world from a geopolitical standpoint? I mean, I got to tell you, I don't understand why gold isn't going, as they say, to the moon. Stick around.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Your week. weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second segment of the weekend edition. Corey and I are continuing our discussion with Chris Temple and Dr. Postma. I made a comment that Chris disagreed with regarding the price of gold. I got to tell you, man, I feel really strongly about that. Tell me why you think I'm so wrong.
If gold was acting in isolation in not responding to these geopolitical worries, then I would agree with you. But my point, Al, is that the stock market here, at least in the U.S., is still at all-time highs. There has been relatively little move in the Treasury market on top of what we've already seen. Ditto for the dollar. Junk bonds haven't fallen out of bed thinking the world is going to end and no one's going to pay their bills. So, again, gold is not acting in isolation. Most of these markets up until now have cared very little about these geopolitical events because they've been so complacent. I don't think it's going to last that way forever. And when the point comes that they have no choice any longer but to pay more attention, then I believe we'll see gold respond appropriately on the upside and stocks on the downside. But I'm not going to be critical of gold for not behaving as it should because few things are.
Chris, to further those comments, which I agree with, Doc, I want to ask you this question. Do you think that geopolitical events are having less of an impact because the central banks out there, especially the Fed, still hold quite a lot of power in controlling where these markets are moving?
Absolutely. Monetary policy, I feel, always takes precedence over geopolitical when you look at precious metals over time. And I think that's really the issue here and why nothing has been going on. There's a threat that the Fed is cutting back from printing money, and they're holding out the threat of increasing interest rates. So you have a public out there that believes that everything is hunky-dory and things must be good if they're about to embark on those two areas. So I think that's a real pressure on gold in traders' minds and the public mind right now. And that's why I have a feeling that geopolitical events aren't really going to move these markets. Well, we know that for the last year or two they haven't. So why should anything change right now except for something catastrophic?
Well, yeah, that's true definitely in the case perhaps of the conventional markets. I mean, I think the conventional markets basically represent a real fairy tale right now. I mean, I got to tell you, the Brothers Grimm couldn't have done a better job on that one. But in terms of gold and silver, boy, you got to realize the market isn't just the United States. It's hardly, you know, the market is very definitely the Far East. And in light of that, I mean, those people aren't stupid. They've got to see that what's going on. They've got to realize the safe haven nature of gold. I mean, I believe that's why the Chinese are buying it.
The Chinese are probably buying it from a currency standpoint, I feel. Now they're encouraging their citizens, too. But when you look at the retail person, I don't think that they have come into this market yet except for out east. And you've seen some decrease in that buying recently. But I still believe that we're not going to see a significant move in the gold market until one of two things happens. Either we start to see inflation rearing its ugly head, or we go back to printing money again to try to support failing economies. And that those both are possibilities, and I think one of the two will happen. And you're going to count on currency devaluation for some time. That's no question. It looks like Draghi is getting ready to do it in Europe, so that's an ongoing thing. So the market is going to be good in the future. I don't worry about geopolitical events having an influence one way or another, because I know over time the gold market will be very solid.
Doc, I have to agree that the currencies, I believe, and we have said that for some time, will be the driver and really the crux to a movement in gold. Chris, do you want to further on any of these comments?
Yeah, there was a story out late this week, Corey, that the process was already starting in Europe where European money managers were pulling money out of European stocks. And besides putting that money into dollar assets, they were also buying gold. You know, in dollar terms, gold has been like watching paint dry in recent days. It's doing pretty darn nice, though, if you own euros and you've converted them into gold. And that's what's going to happen here ultimately. I've said many times that when you saw gold bottom at $670 an ounce in late 2008 or thereabouts after the financial crisis, and only take about 3 years to nearly triple in value to over $1,900, it wasn't because a bunch of people that are gold bugs went out and bought more. It was because the people who had been buying other assets saw that there was momentum in gold and they wanted to be there. Most of the people who are going to drive gold higher ultimately don't think like the typical gold bug does. They don't care about monetary policy. They don't care about Milton Friedman or Adam Smith or Ishka Bibble. They care about making money. And when the point comes that the equity markets break somewhat and the bloom comes off this fake rose that the Fed has given us, those people that have been buying stocks are going to pile back into gold. And that's going to come. And again, I think that the fact that we haven't seen it get killed, you know, while we're waiting for this more than it did last year, has been pretty good to tell me that we've really just about completed the bottoming process.
You know, that's a really good point. I'm just still rather shocked that this bottoming process wasn't completed a while ago. But having said that, one political topic I want to discuss with you guys. You know, Chris, you brought up the situation in Ukraine. I have to say I feel terribly sorry for the people over there, but I will say I don't think this is going to develop into a worldwide crisis. Anybody violently disagree with me on that one?
The crisis that's already developed into is a broader economic crisis than what Europe already has. As I'm writing in my new issue this weekend, no, I don't. I agree with you that there's not going to be a broader shooting war necessarily, but the economic implications are going to be considerably more than people are grasping right now. And that's pretty much with Russia admitting now that it's in eastern Ukraine and they need to do what they need to do over there. The best scenario we're going to have is that this sanction regimen is going to go on indefinitely. It's going to get more acute, and Europe is going to be in very, very serious trouble.
Yeah, Europe will be in definitely serious trouble. They've already shown that they are in a lot of trouble. I think further down the road, where they're talking about moving it further into QE, starting to print money with their weakening currency. I don't know what they're going to do. We might be seeing the end of the euro coming up sooner rather than later. That being said, I still think that shows a strength in the dollar because there aren't other currencies out there that are going to overtake the dollar immediately, I don't see. And I think that will be a long transitioning process. It will be very important to watch. And I think that the contagion effect of the euro continuing downwards is definitely going to impact a few different countries. And, you know, I don't know who's going to be hit hardest, but I think the ones that are showing some strength are Russia and China right now, just because they seem to be forming these alliances. Chris, Doc, always enjoy our little roundtables. I hope everybody else out there did. Stick around. We're going to be right back to continue the weekend edition.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too big to fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition. Corey and I are chatting with Jeff Pontius right now. I want to say, Jeff, you guys came out with some really great news just a couple of days ago. By the way, do not anybody construe this investment advice because it isn't. We follow companies. We do not recommend buying or selling these companies. We simply state what's going on. You guys are now fully reporting in the United States by virtue of an S-1 registration statement. I'm going to assume that you're going to go after a listing down here probably on the NYSE American Stock Exchange. You just got done raising, if I'm not mistaken, about $6.5 million, and these shares were all registered in the U.S., again, as I said, by virtue of the S-1 statement. I got to tell you, being listed in the United States is going to do wonders for your company that already is doing very, very well, Jeff.
Yeah, thanks, Al. I mean, key for us was, as always with Corvus, is our shareholder base, you know, who owns our stock, and basically looking for investors that are partners going forward and can really maximize the value for all shareholders in the company. So we were very, very happy that we, as a large position in this financing, the VanEck Group came in, which is a large resource investment group out of New York. The U.S. registration is great for us. It gives us an opportunity to really get into that U.S. market, and as you say, our goals are squarely on getting that senior board New York listing, which we hope to get at some point here in the near future. And, you know, I think the financing is critical as always. Corvus has actually had a relatively easy time raising money, even in relatively poor markets, mainly because our investor base is really supportive of the company and what we're doing. And, you know, key for us is continuing to move this Yellow Jacket discovery that we have, the Yellow Jacket deposit, forward and continue to expand it. Our resource from last year's drilling was about 700,000 ounces of gold equivalent type mineralization that we have in pit there. We're looking to move that close to 1 million ounces this year, and the exploration work we're doing out there and we've done over the last few months has really pointing to the system has got definite potential to be as big or possibly bigger than that system that Barrick mined in the 1990s about 10 kilometers south of us, which was about 2.5 million ounces of production. So this thing is really shaping up to be a great target and looks like we've got a lot of potential at depth to expand this, which will be one of the key focuses going forward this year.
Jeff, let's continue to focus on the property because I think everybody knows that having a U.S. listing is very beneficial. It takes a lot of your time, especially doing a financing. You guys were very busy over summer, moving into fall and winter. What kind of developments and advancements can we expect coming out of Corvus to possibly further even drive the share price higher?
Well, I think you'll see us, as we've told the investor community, our job one is to expand this Yellow Jacket deposit and then put a economic picture on what that's going to mean to this property. And so you're going to see a lot of expansion drilling. We're moving to the north on the system. We're moving to the south and at depth. And it looks like we should be able to add considerable ounces in all those areas right now. We should see drill hole results from those three main quadrants as we work them. We've done a lot of surface work this summer, as you noted there, Corey, and really come up with the three primary targets for what we would envision as be another Yellow Jacket type system. And those are south of Yellow Jacket, an area we call Savage, to the east of us, and an area we call Jolly Jane, and even further east in an area we call Road Fault. So those are all potential new Yellow Jacket type discoveries. But Yellow Jacket itself is really panning out to be an exciting project for us. And we see this thing having good potential for a couple million ounces of grades, significantly north of a gram per ton, all mined open pit at very low strip, and looking at a very low capital development for this project. So things are looking really shiny at Yellow Jacket, and the investors should see a lot of news coming out on that over the next 4 to 5 months on this next round of drilling we're doing.
Jeff, a couple of questions. The fact that Van Eck came in, roughly how many shares did they purchase? And I know it's all a matter of public record because it's all on the S-1 and anybody can look it up, but I have not read the S-1, so I apologize for that.
Yeah, Van Eck purchased 3 million shares in a 5 million share financing. And we had almost 2 million shares, or about 2 million shares, purchased by Tocqueville, which is a large gold group there in New York as well. And then a couple 100,000 shares purchased by our management group.
Yeah, I'd have to say that you've done everything right in terms of this company. Again, don't construe that as being investment advice. By the way, I want to interject here before the end of this little conversation that I did buy shares, and I've every time we talk about Corvus, I mention this, interest of full disclosure, but I purchased shares in Corvus Gold shortly after I visited their properties in Alaska a couple of years ago, and then subsequent to that, I also visited the Bullfrog property down in Nevada, and so I have been involved with Corvus for quite some time now, and I'm happy to say that Corvus is one of the shares that I purchased that actually it continues to do very, very well from a stock appreciation standpoint. Jeff, immediate plans for the rest of this year. What do you got going, bud?
A lot of drilling for us right now. We're continuing to advance the permitting. We have an MOU with the BLM, so we're putting all those pieces together. It's going to take to pull the trigger on a EIS and get a mine plan permitted here. When we get this next resource done, we'll be doing an economic analysis as well, so that kind of information will be out there for the investors as well in Q2 of next year. But lots and lots of drilling. It's pretty exciting right now, so we're keeping those drill bits in ore, which is what we should be doing.
Jeff, I want to quickly just get a rundown on the types of grades that you're looking at the Yellow Jacket property.
Basically, the main vein, which is a few meters wide, is averaging about 10 grams a ton. The overall stockwork zone, which is a lower grade zone surrounding that, is averaging about 1 to 2 grams a ton. So basically, what we end up with is about 20 to 30 meter wide zone that's averaging about 2 grams a ton. So that forms the real core of what we go mine after, and that's surrounded by low grade material in the neighborhood of a quarter to a half a gram, which will go to a heap leach. That high-grade material within the veins will go to a mill facility, and that facility has shown very high recovery so far as our test work on what we would envision building there.
You know, the comment that I would make here is that Corey and I and Doc and the other regulars who join Corey and I almost on a daily basis are very optimistic about the future of the resource sector, specifically stocks of companies like Corvus. Now, that doesn't mean that we're telling you to buy these stocks, because we're not. We're simply stating that that's what we're doing. I know Doc is buying more and more shares right now, as are other members, and I don't mean necessarily in Corvus, but as are other members of our editorial staff, and they're doing it because they really think that this thing is going to turn. You know, nobody really knows how the future is going to play out, for lack of better terms, but I would have to say that the odds are probably in our favor. That's not investment advice that we're talking about here. That's just Al Corlin's personal opinion, and Al Corlin is putting his money where his mouth is. As an example, I am continuing to purchase in the resource sector. What do you think, Cor?
Al, I think sometimes it doesn't even matter if it turns significantly. All we need, I believe, is a bit more positive news to come out of the mining sector, and that being either just a stabilization of a gold price or a steady move up, rather than hearing about some of these big banks coming out with their 1050 projections. I really think that if the gold industry could at least be on the minds of some investors, then a lot of these stocks can do well. There are still stocks that are going to struggle, but if you manage to stick to the stocks that are fundamentally sound, have cash in the bank, have something in the ground property-wise, then you can do quite well even without a skyrocketing gold price.
Stick around, you're going to get an opinion on this issue from Dan Kerr.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only to the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. free. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, I'm Phil Grandy from Phil's Gang. If you've been nervous about investing in the current stock market, then you need to listen up. Phil's Gang is having a free webinar on Saturday, September 13th. That's going to be at noon Eastern Time. You're going to learn how to invest in this type of market. Not just the stock market, but you're going to be investing in yourself. Don't miss it. To sign up, go to learnstocksforfree.com. That's learnstocksforfree.com or call 877-600-4264.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
Okay, here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition, Corey and I are chatting with our friend Dan Kurz. You know, chatting off mic, Dan had some very, very interesting things. By the way, I do want to mention one thing. Please note Dan's disclaimer, which is on our website. Anyway, having said that, we had a very interesting conversation off mic dealing with what is going on right now in the world. Is it a good time to get into precious metals? Is it a bad time? Whatever. And Dan makes, I think, one of the most persuasive arguments that there is out there for now. Now is the time to get into hard assets. You want to elaborate, Dan?
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Al, for the opportunity. I think the bottom line is that the real growth isn't what it appears to be. If we take a look at the bumped up number in Q2 in the United States, even if we take that, which is a trumped up number thanks to vastly understated real world inflation, we only had H1 or first half growth of 1%, real growth. In the interim, I think it's no secret to anybody out there that we have massive and increasingly large geopolitical events, unsustainable situations, whether they're in the South Sea with China, whether it's in the Ukraine, whether it's in the southern border of the United States where we have de facto amnesty occurring, or obviously in the Middle East, which speaks for itself, unfortunately. But beyond the actually soft underbelly of the economy and inflation that's higher than people report, I think we have an issue where we have to revisit at some point, that is, the central banks do, given their first order of business, which is to protect the balance sheets of their member banks, which could ill afford a full-fledged return to recession, be it here or in Europe or in Japan. I think we're pushing in a direction with a constrictive tax and regulatory environment we're in, and the increasingly lax rule of law environment that, in essence, fiat government-based economy will have to resort back to fiat money. If for no other reason than to preserve the health of member banks, that are part and parcel of the fractional reserve lending system. And I think all those things thrown in, the nasty geopolitics, the weak economy, the rise in stagflationary risks, i.e. the 1970s revisited with perhaps more veracity, call, I think, for investments, at least as insurance, in real scarce assets, starting obviously with physical gold. We shared something, Al and Corey, the other week, and I think it's worthy of a brief repeat. This is the first time currently, since Nixon's 1971 decision to axe Bretton Woods, in other words, the dollar was detached from gold, no longer interchangeable with gold. This is the first time in 2,500 years that effectively what constitutes the West today has had a currency which was not anchored in some way in gold. So I think physical gold, given the geopolitical instability, given the fact that we have an unsustainable trajectory in terms of the macroeconomics, and it's not just the U.S., but I'd say it's most of the world, especially the OECD countries. If we look at this, and we have to revisit QE because we're not ready to go back to a free market supportive system, rule of law-based taxation sanity, regulatory sanity, then I don't think there's any way to go but to revisit that. And that will bring into its own, in my view, gold for strategic investors. The key thing is that they have physical possession and don't have susceptibility to bail-in risks.
Dan, I'm really curious to get your take on this aspect. You mentioned how the central banks are essentially established and function to help support these other banks that we know in the U.S. have become too big to fail. They were too big to fail to begin with, and they have only gotten larger since 2008. Do you think this is a positive for, in the central bank's eyes, what they're doing? Or do you think this just even lends more credence to the argument that the central banks are slowly losing their power?
Well, I think, Corey, it's the latter, and I think you raised the point. What have we really learned since 08? Virtually nothing. In essence, we've increased the debt. The QE has facilitated governments from keeping they haven't had to address the spending side. They haven't had to address the regulatory and tax side. They've been able to push forward with an agenda that actually punishes enterprise risk-taking. And as such, what do we have? We have the residual of much higher government-based debt. We have huge, huge issues with all kinds of counterparty risks out there. And in effect, Corey, I think what's happened is we've just worsened substantially the trajectory that caused us the issue of 08.
Dan, I think everybody would agree that the issues and where we stand compared to 08 is worse with the debt that we have, unemployment where it stands. The U.S. continues to go down the wrong path, but the argument being, seems like every other country with a central bank is going down the same path. So who's going to crack first, or when will it crack, really is the question in my eyes.
I agree. It's clearly unsustainable. We know, historically speaking, that a paper currency that is not tethered to gold and silver only lasts on average 41 years. An average isn't worth too much, but it does tell us 43 years into Bretton Woods. And given the trajectory we're at and on the all the unfunded liabilities, all the demographic aging issues, all the misallocations, and that bit of insult to injury, Corey and Al, we are running into more and more headwind in terms of procuring the oil that we need to sustain the extremely large leveraged economic output that we have thanks to these energy slaves, quote unquote, working for us. Case in point, world oil discoveries year to date with the second highest year to date total in CapEx for energy. I mean, it's about 40-50% of global CapEx at this point, but we only managed to bring forth or discover oil that is sufficient for 7 weeks of present-day global consumption. So we, not only do we have these QE issues, these debt issues, these counterparty risks, the huge derivatives of nearly $600 trillion that are very interest rate sensitive, but we have all this thrown together in a very unstable, increasingly unstable geopolitical realm, which to me just brings also with it, obviously, the risk that at some point, some politician is going to look for a convenient scapegoat, and that has historically, unfortunately, been spelled W-A-R.
Yeah, and I have to tell you, going in that direction just momentarily here, you really have to wonder if that isn't becoming more and more of a reality. I'm not particularly concerned with the situation in the Ukraine. What I am concerned with, though, because I think it is a reality, is I think that we're going to see boots on the ground in a major way in the Middle East, and I think we're going to see that sooner rather than later. Any opinion on that, Dan?
Well, if we look at the history of intervention by the Bush administration trying to establish a democracy for a nation that isn't, I'm going to say, ripe for it or ready for it from a mindset, from a tradition, from a religious perspective, has proven dangerous. At this point, though, I think we don't have that false belief in trying to build their nation build or try to bring democracy to a region that isn't conceptually ready for it. But there is the question of geopolitical stability. It is the question of, you know, the Strait of Hormuz being filled with mines by Iran. We have Iran out of control increasingly. Syria, obviously, is no longer Syria. So, Al, I and Corey, I think we have perhaps a war budding by necessity in terms of trying to make sure that the world's biggest oil artery, if you will, stays open. If for no other reason than that, if this current impasse continues to worsen, then we could pretty easily have an issue. And I'm always mindful of the fact that the U.S. has not been the same kind of ally to Saudi Arabia and other people that are oil-heavy countries in the region. So those countries are also, including obviously Egypt, increasingly reaching out to Asian powers, specifically Russia and China. My hope, Al and Corey, is that the world is sensible about making sure that we can continue to tap oil and that that necessity will somehow tidy things up a bit or at least keep things from going totally out of control.
I have to agree with that. I'm thinking right now, though, that it's not necessarily the oil situation as important as that is, though. I think it's actually more of a situation of stopping an absolute cancer, and that's the way that I view the Islamic Army. Ladies and gentlemen, always a pleasure to have Dan Kirsch help us out on the program. Stick around. Right after the news, we're going to be right back.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest
access banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNLive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNLive.com.